This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. James Stockdale was an American and United States Navy Vice Admiral. He's one of the most decorated Navy officers in America. He was awarded the Medal of Honor in the Vietnam War and was a prisoner of war for over 7 years. A remarkable man. He commanded a fighter squadron, and he flew over North Vietnam back in 1965. And one day his plane crashed. He ejected from the plane. He was injured and taken prisoner of war in the infamous Hay Lao prison, and was beaten, tortured for 7 years. And these were actually brutal, horrible days. He spent 4 years, would you believe this, in complete darkness in solitary confinement. He was malnourished, beaten, tortured, no medical care. But he was a man who had a very strong character. He refused, he resisted, he fought back, he wouldn't give in. And in 1973, he was released, and he died in 2005. A hero, highly respected and admired. And while he was in prison, Jim Stockdale did everything he could to help his fellow prisoners. He thought of others before himself. He survived somehow while many other unfortunate prisoners of war died, who never, of course, came home to their families. Jim was reunited with his family, and he's done lots of interviews, well known in the political field as well. This is what he said: "I never lost faith in the end of the story. I never doubted that I'd get out, nor that I would prevail and turn the experience into the defining event of my life. Many of my friends in the camp with me collapsed under a broken heart." And that was the way he expressed it. How many people died of a broken heart in those wretched camps, giving up all hope? So many sad, terrible stories come from war, like the Vietnam War and others can be told. So the question I ask myself is, can you die of a broken heart? Many people have asked this question, giving up hope. People don't return or have a severe battle with depression. And, you know, when the war ended, the men who'd been through this unimaginable suffering were expected to return home, get back to normal, never to speak of it, just to get on with their lives. And this is how they became known as the Forgotten Army. But, of course, how is that possible? Many men just found this impossible. And they may have recovered from their wounds, hopefully, physically, but mentally, they were fragile, racked with guilt over the men who died, tormented by these horrific nightmares that they'd, the horrors they'd witnessed, being prone to the dark moods and the bouts of despair. I don't think, you know, we'll really ever know the full extent of their feelings, despair and suffering. Today, most of us are not called on to suffer like that, but there are some who have a broken heart. News of the death of loved one comes suddenly, or a frightening medical diagnosis. This could be domestic abuse, losing money, or a natural disaster, job loss, divorce, physical stress, even an asthma attack, or a car accident, or major surgery. The list can go on and on. And Billy Graham tells the story of the author Barbara Johnson, whose son was serving with the US Marines in Vietnam. He was killed in that war. And 5 years later, another of her sons was hit and killed on the road by a drunk driver. So here was grief, if you like, compounded upon grief. This poor woman had to deal with this news, and the knife in her heart was so sharp that she wrote this: "I think I'm having a heart attack. I don't know what you call it, but I think I'm dying. I can't breathe. It feels like I've got a rug in my throat." And Billy Graham took the time to write to her and to share something of God's love. And of course, there is the sense that God offers hope to the brokenhearted. And tomorrow I want to just take this a little further about how God can help the brokenhearted. Heavenly Father, we do want a world of peace. And unfortunately, we don't see much of that happening on our TV news at night. But you've promised, Lord, to bring peace to us through the person of Jesus. May his gift of peace be ours today in full measure, especially those who are brokenhearted. Amen.